You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. 92-year-old Vin Scully joined Twitter.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I'm sorry. Did you say Tinder?
You don't know what Tinder is. You don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't Tinder that sort of, quote, dating site?
Yeah, you can
Isn't
use the word dating if you want. There ain't a whole lot of dating involved, all right?
Well, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
You know, Vin Scully.
Vin Scully has beaten you and Charles Wade Barkley to Twitter. This is a developing
story.
What.
Yeah, if I make it to 92, I'll join Twitter at that point. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls.
Got that on tape.
In today's episode, a huge test for Giannis. Aroldis Chapman goes high and really tight. And Charles Oakley joins Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Oak, really? But we begin today with Game 7 tonight between Houston and Oklahoma City. The Thunder were down 2-0 and 3-2 in this series, and both times clawed their way back to even, led by Chris Paul, who actually played for a while in Oklahoma City with New Orleans when they were displaced after Hurricane Katrina. But enough about Chris Paul. Wilbon, what's riding on tonight's Game 7 for the Rockets?
One more time. What game?
Seven.
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 And when
seven.
One of us on this show picked Oklahoma City to win the series, you scoffed. When Houston won Game 1, you scoffed. When Houston won Game 2, you scoffed. What game are we at one more time tonight? Seven. And that is because Chris Paul has been, look, I know that you got young guys like Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell scoring 50 multiple times in the series. They have been no more valuable to their teams than Chris Paul, who's got a bunch of young pups out there, and he's taking it to two recent MVPs.
Can I redirect the question? The question is, what's the deal with Houston in Game 7? What's on the line for them?
Tony, everything's on the line for them, present and future. I mean, to me, look, Mike D'Antoni may not be back in Houston anyway, because, you know, they had a chance to extend him and they didn't do it, and other people are interested in Mike D'Antoni already.
He's
so Mike
not
D'Antoni
coming back.
Win or lose,
he's done.
Right, but if they lose, it's over. Tony, and you know, look, I have somebody I'm interested in on that Houston Rockets team because Daryl Morey is a good Northwestern man, and I care what happens to him in his career.
Hiding under a bed for 6 months.
No, that's not true.
Now.
He's been doing podcasts. Everybody's except yours.
Now, the China thing,
James Harden, this is all on James Harden. Don't tell me it's on Russell Westbrook. He joined this team.
No.
This is on James Harden, all right, who didn't even have the ball. James Harden, who wasn't, as somebody pointed out last night, maybe it was Kenny Smith, he wasn't cutting, he wasn't screening, he just stood there while Russell Westbrook turned it over 7 times. He just stood out at the top, waiting for a step back 3. This is a referendum on James Harden, who's a great, 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 great player, but I think Oklahoma City wins and Houston goes out again like they seem to go out all the time.
So let's review. It has no effect on Mike D'Antoni because he's not going to be back.
Right.
Even if he wins, he's not going to be back. He's going to pull a Barry Trotz and he's going to leave and they're not going to win because the winner of this series gets the Lakers and the winner of the series is out. It lands, and you are correct, on James Harden. I don't know if this is fair or not because James Harden in these playoffs, through 6 games, is averaging 31.5 points and shooting 49%, his best playoff numbers ever. He's got 8 assists a game and 7 rebounds. But it will land on him.
Yep.
Because the other guy was out for the first 4 games. And he's not at 100%. And it'll land on Harden because we always see him in his position on the floor looking for his mouthpiece.
Yeah.
This is what happens to him. I think they will win this game, Houston. But if they don't,
this is amazing.
It lands full on Harden.
Every year you make this observation about Houston and Harden, and then you pick him anyway.
Yeah.
You, just like Charles, for 20 years, Charles has been saying that Chris Paul is the greatest leader in the NBA, and he is, so Charles
except
is right.
Teammates hate
Yet,
him.
He picked Houston. You and Chuck, I'm calling you both. You better turn your phone off, because the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to win tonight. I told you they're going to win the series. The
Heat
and Bucks have a big game two tonight. Jimmy Buckets scored 40 to lead Miami past Milwaukee in game one. Giannis nearly had a triple-double, but was a team worst, minus 14. The Bucks also lost game one to the Magic, won that series. Tone, the Heat are not the Magic. Does tonight feel like a must win for Giannis and Milwaukee?
So let's review this. If you are Milwaukee and you know that you lost game one to Orlando and then you won four in a row, it may very well not feel like a must win. And because you have to separate your mind from the past with playoffs. In game three and four, they're not going to Miami. That's not how it works. Yeah. There's no home court. So you don't ever have to worry about that. Having said all this, do I think there is some jeopardy for Milwaukee? I do. Because Miami is a really good team. I make fun of Jimmy Butler only because you really like him. But he's a really good player. Adebayo's a really good player. Dragic is a really good player. They've got a very good and real team. And by the way, the coach on their team has two rings.
Yeah.
He has two rings.
Spo.
Just catch me up. How many does the guy on Milwaukee have as a head coach? Because I think it's zero.
Yeah.
I think it's zero. So there is jeopardy, yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's a must game because we just saw a team come back from 3-1. We're going to get to that. We just saw that. So I don't think it's a must game. And Oklahoma City has come back from 0-2 to force a game seven. So I don't think it's a must game yet. But I want to see something from Milwaukee, Tony, and it's not about Giannis. My question, you know this, when they let Malcolm Brogdon go to a division team, I told you that day this is going to haunt Milwaukee because they don't really have a clear number two guy. I know Middleton's an all-star, but Middleton and Brogdon would have been more supportive, better in support of Giannis than just one of those guys, and it's coming back to haunt them now. Where are the rest of them? It's not about Giannis. I mean, Giannis has been – Tony, you can also defend Giannis. He doesn't have the ball all the time. He's still slightly a dependent player. I mean, if Miami gets game two, they get a real hold of this series.
Yeah. So I would tell you that I think the team that Miami puts on the floor, the team, is a better team than the team Milwaukee puts on the floor. And what I've noticed about Miami and what I like about Miami is that most of their players know what they can't do and they don't attempt to do those things. Can they stop Antetokounmpo? I don't know. But if Antetokounmpo doesn't win this series, the next thing we're going to talk about is where's he playing the rest of his career? Because it is not going to be Milwaukee.
Man.
We move now to baseball, where last night in the top of the ninth, Aroldis Chapman threw a 101-mile-per-hour fastball at the head of Mike Brasso, who barely got out of the way.
Ugh.
The Rays and the Yankees have been throwing at each other for a few years now. After the game, Rays manager Kevin Cash had this to say.
Somebody's got to be accountable. And the last thing I'll say on it is I got a whole damn stable full of guys that throw 98 miles an hour, period.
Wilbon, what's the bigger deal here? Ooh. Chapman's pitch or Cash's obvious threat?
Chapman's pitch. Because if Chapman's pitch doesn't go 10 whatever in somebody's head, then there's no reaction. This starts with an action. That agitated the situation. And by the way, Chapman, to me, he's not a guy who throws at people. I think he knows the damage he can do at 101 and 102, and I've seen him throw 103. I think he knows what he can do, Tony, and I don't think he does it intentionally. Still, if I had a bunch of guys who could throw 10, throw 98, and I just had one of my guys have to duck out of the way of a pitch that could have killed him, I'm doing exactly the same thing exactly.
So I think Chapman did throw at him deliberately.
You think so?
And I've seen him throw at people before, and I thought he should have been tossed right there. But I thought Marcus Morris deliberately tried to hurt Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And you on this show said that was just good, hard basketball.
That was early.
And I thought
that wasn't that game. Get the sequence right. That was a previous game.
Yeah, so I thought it was more than that. In this particular case, look, we're going to end up with the unwritten rules of baseball. Tanaka hit the first guy on the Rays. He hit the first guy. He should have been tossed because of the history here.
Right.
Since 2018, Mike, the Yankees have hit the Rays 19 times.
Too many.
More than any other team. There was clear intent here, Mike.
Well,
clear intent. And Chapman got three games as a suspension, and Cash got one, and Boone got one. I'll tell you this. Tonight they play for the last time this year.
Good.
If there's anybody throwing at anybody, there will be a brawl, and at that point, Cash is going to get suspended forever. Maybe.
You know,
because it's going to look like it was intentional.
But a manager's primary job is to protect his team. It's to prepare his team and then to protect his team. And if I thought like you think that the Yankees did this intentionally, I would have each guy who could throw 98 standing on the front of the dugout. I wouldn't even send them to the bullpen. On the dugout, come in as soon as you can and throw at a Yankee. And by the way, I don't care if it's the Yankees. Just it's the point of it. In baseball, you know, they have all these unwritten rules. Here's another unwritten rule. I'm going to throw at every one of your people with every mile per hour I can, Yankees. So know that. Going back to Ruth,
umpires,
know that.
The umpires should have thrown everybody out last night. There will be a brawl if anybody's throwing that. Let's take a break. Coming up, did the Nuggets win the series or did the Jazz gag it away? And who'd you pick in that one since you've gotten everything right?
I picked Denver. I did. I picked Denver.
Oh, good.
And it's Nick Nurse right that his team got hosed by the officials. Nick Nurse is always right. You and Charles, you're going with Houston again.
How are you doing in that series?
You and Chuck.
How are you doing in the Nick Nurse series?
I'm down
0-2. Where you have Toronto winning.
I'm riding with Toronto. All right?
I know.
But you and Chuck picking Houston again.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's mail time. I've got the first string mailbox this week.
First string?
No more backup box.
That's a backup.
Let's see what's first.
First string's here.
The pink one is first. Here we go. Did the Nuggets win the series or did the Jazz gag?
Tony, I thought the Nuggets won the series, and I realized that Utah was up 3-1. And they got in that position largely. They got in control of the series without Mike Conley. And then Conley came back, but if you look at the numbers he put up, he wasn't a no-show. Conley played well. And then this game last night, which was incredible, it did not have the individual numbers that Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell had put up earlier in the series. The series was incredibly contested. It was tight. It was dramatic. No, I'm going to give Denver credit for winning the series.
Yeah, the last game was incredible. It was incredibly bad.
Oh, stop.
The game ended.
Stop whining.
It was terrible.
You didn't
I did watch.
It
was the roughest watch of any game seven of all
dramatic,
time. It was
dramatic,
awful. It ended dramatic, I'll give you.
Yeah.
It ended 80-78. Which is halftime with the Clippers and the Mavs, 80-78. 33 total points in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson can do that by himself. Read the box score, Mike. Denver shot 37%, Utah 38%. I'll tell you this. I know that you love Donovan Mitchell. I know you love Jamal Murray, and with good reason. And you have gone on this show when you have said, don't think of them as emerging stars.
They're stars.
Think of them as MVP candidates.
Yep.
Think of them as superstars. Well, in a game seven, Mike, you made a big point that it was game seven when we opened this show.
Right.
With Oklahoma City and Houston. In a game seven, Donovan Mitchell was 9 of 22.
That's not that
Jamal
bad.
Jamal Murray, 7 of 21. Jamal Murray averaging 47 the last three games, gets 17. Let me ask you this. In a game seven, Michael Jordan ever come up with those numbers? If you're going to be an MVP.
Yeah, he lost one. to Detroit. He probably was about that. And Allen Iverson, who you worship, 7 for 21, wow. We called a B-plus game for him in terms of shooting percentage. So don't get crazy. Here's what you and people
it
of your ilk do.
Dramatic and bad.
Even Uber producer Matt Kelleher.
Nailed
you guys
this.
Go crazy when there's too much offense. You say, oh, there's so much offense in the bubble. And last
like
night
offense.
There was defense played, and now
stop
you want to have it both ways.
There was no
stop
defense.
Whining.
It was garbage.
Stop whining.
Stop stalling. This is a better question.
What?
How is Wilbon feeling about his prediction that Toronto will make the finals again?
What did we just say about 2-0? There's no, it's not like the series is going to Boston and they're up 2-0. Is they still got to play in the bubble. And so, look, Tony, the best player on this court, I want to see who you say it is. It was Marcus Smart was the most important player last night. But
that's
there's a
right.
former Dookie, my son's favorite player. I got to hear this every
Jason
night.
Tatum.
Jason Tatum. He's
best
the best player.
Player
on the court. So Boston's right. got the best player on the court. They might have the best defender. I'll stick with Toronto, but Boston's done a
yeah.
hell of a job. I think either one of these teams would beat Milwaukee if Milwaukee was able to get past Miami. I think we're going to see Toronto charge back and get into the series.
There was some thought that there was disparity going to the foul line last night.
Man, it wasn't that much.
Boston went 25 times. Toronto went 19. That's not disparity. Disparity starts with double figures. No, that's not disparity. Look, I really like Boston for a lot of the same reasons that I like Miami. But in Boston's case, even without Gordon Hayward on the court, with what Smart did,
yeah.
there's four guys who can beat you
yeah.
on that team.
No question.
And that team seems to be relieved that Kyrie Irving's not on that team anymore.
They are.
And that team plays like a team. Now, so does Toronto.
Yeah.
And there were some bad performances last night. Kemba Walker, 6 for 18. Fred Van Vliet and Kyle Lowry, let me get this right, 13 of 38.
They had
so
tough
I expect
shooting
better. I expect better, but I'm not going to be tremendously surprised if Boston wins that.
I'm not going to be tremendously surprised. I think those two teams are even. I gave Toronto the sort of champion's nod, if you will. But,
okay.
This is not like in a case like, well, it is sort of like Houston. You got a lot of teams, Tony, that have talent and have expectations. Who's got stripes? Who's got stripes here? Toronto's still got one.
Well,
Toronto's got one.
Toronto does, because they got rings.
And so I expect
rings.
Them to climb back in the ring
right.
like OKC did, and I expect
That's
this
fine.
To be a long series.
Two emails enough. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the NBA comes down on Marcus Morris. They're coming down on Luka Doncic.
Yeah, they should. Tony
yeah.
and I are going to share a few thoughts, or maybe more than that, on the John Thompson we knew.
And we knew him.
Yeah, we did.
We were there. We covered him.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are going to take this time to note the passing of John Thompson. Today would have been his 79th birthday. You have heard much about him, but we knew him. We covered him. We wrestled with him. We analyzed him. We appreciated him even when he did not necessarily appreciate us. We took his phone calls at 2 a.m, and we faced him the next day when we wrote something that boiled his anger. We went up the steps and through the locked doors to speak with him when he summoned us. And we watched as he used his great size and great brain and great capacity for rage to dismiss people. At times we felt his pain, at times we shared his laughter, and at times we wanted to say, no, you people who see him as a one-dimensional villain, you don't get it. You're missing the point. He was a fine and moral and compassionate man underneath all that studied bluster. Mike will speak for himself, but I found John Thompson a worthy adversary for a newspaper sports columnist and an admirable man who stood bigger and taller and far more complex than many who stood near him.
Well, Tony, you spoke for me too, and I'm going to say that, add that Big John barely spoke to me when I was a 22-year-old sports writer assigned by our boss, George Solomon, to cover the team. Barely spoke to me. And things evolved, and I became a better reporter because John didn't initially speak to me. It made me learn how to develop sources and coaches and assistant coaches and players everywhere, all over the place, which John, of course, knew what he was doing at the time. But at 27 years old, I think, my father passed away March 11th, so we're in March Madness. I didn't tell anybody. I hopped on a plane. I flew to Chicago. I got there. My mother's on the phone. And she's on the phone for what seems to me to be an inordinately long time. I was annoyed. She gets off the phone finally, and I said, who are you talking to? We got stuff to do. And she says, I was talking to Coach Thompson. And I said, and that was about? She said, I'm not telling you. I get back to Washington. I'm covering the team again. I see, Coach, thank you. Thank you for everything you did. What'd you and my mother talk about? I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you that. When I got to the funeral home, the biggest wreath of flowers at my father's casket said, from Georgetown Athletics. And then the next largest wreath of flowers at the other end of his casket said, from John Thompson and the Georgetown basketball team, as if that all wasn't one and the same. And I say all this, Tony, I texted Patrick Ewing and Ronnie Thompson. I haven't talked to John III yet, but Patrick and Ronnie to say, thanks for letting us share Big John. Thanks for you guys sharing Big John with those of us on the outside. While I never played for him, obviously, I felt like he coached the hell out of me for nearly 40 years. And Patrick got the biggest kick out of that and sent me a text back saying he did. And we understand. And we knew we had to share him with everyone. And so I am thankful, like you, that we got to be in the front row of that long, glorious ride, historical ride. And I'm glad I didn't miss any of it.
Happy anniversary, Robert Griffin III. On this day 9 years ago, RG3 threw 5 touchdowns as Baylor opened its season with a 50-48 upset of number 14 TCU. This kicked off Griffin's surprising run to the Heisman Trophy over Andrew Luck as he led Baylor, which was picked to finish 6th in the Big 12, to a 10-3 record. Griffin was then drafted by Washington, and he was so spectacular as a rookie that someone on this high-quality television program made continual reference to the era of unbridled optimism that Griffin had ushered in Washington. Sadly, Griffin's right knee was injured in week 14, and then again in the playoffs, and he was never the same quarterback. Griffin is 30 now. He's backing up Lamar Jackson on the Baltimore Ravens. In week 10 last year against Cincinnati, Griffin went into the game and lined up at running back alongside Jackson and Mark Ingram Jr., marking what was likely the first time in NFL history that 3 former Heisman Trophy winners lined up together in a backfield.
Tony, I hope Robert Griffin gets a late chance at glory, much the way Doug Williams did for the Washington football team after he had been out of the NFL. Also today, and this is a note, Dwayne Haskins, the Washington football team, named the starting quarterback for the team.
Happy trails to the Rockies. The Rockies gave up 23 runs and 27 hits to the Giants last night, losing 23-5. Someone named Alex Dickerson hit 3 home runs and 2 doubles and tied Willie Mays for the most total bases ever in one game by a Giants 16. Of course, Mays got his 16 the old-fashioned way in 1961 against the Milwaukee Braves. He hit 4 homers. Dickerson, Brandon Crawford, and Donovan Solano each drove in 6 runs, the first time in baseball history that one team had 3 players driving in 6 runs. The Giants scored in every inning but the 9th and went 27-52 in the game, which is insane. This is the 3rd time in Colorado history that the Rockies have given up at least 27 hits. All 3 games were played in the thin air of Coors Field. The Rockies waved the white flag in the 8th inning when they brought in catcher Drew Butera to pitch. This was his 7th appearance as a pitcher. His father, Sal, also a catcher, made 2 such appearances in the 1980s as a pitcher. They're the only father-son position players to pitch in baseball history. Quick to the big finish, here we go. The NBA fined Marcus Morris $35,000 for recklessly striking the shoulder of Luka Doncic. Fair?
Should be suspended for a game. Jay Wright put out a statement saying he's not a candidate for the Sixers opening. You believe that?
I do. I'm surprised, but I believe it. The Stars can eliminate the Avalanche tonight. You like their chances?
I like the Avalanche to come back. The Tour Championship starts tomorrow. Who you got? I got DJ. That putt on 18 was tremendous. Last one, Vernon Davis, Johnny Weir, Charles Oakley, among the contestants on Dancing with the Stars. You excited for Oak?
Oak dancing. Yes, I'm excited.
Time, Tony.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're scheduled to be on the Deuce again tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get us on the podcast, the app, or Apple Podcasts.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.